Hello, honey. I want you to get nice and comfortable for me. Find somewhere that you can lay down and relax. And we are going to help you go so deep. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the nature of sexual pleasure and where exactly the seat of control over your sexual pleasure is. We're going to talk about nipples, which are quite wonderful, by the way. And we are going to talk about relaxation in general and in specific as it relates to you. So I hope that by now you've found somewhere comfortable to lay down and relax. And we are going to get started. Now, night, night, pet. Let yourself go down for me. And as you go deeper, just allow yourself to listen to me and to breathe deeply. Let yourself give up everything except the sound of my voice, and we're going to make you feel so good, pet. Now, as you go deeper, remember that trigger word, night, night, pet, and let yourself slip. Remember the last time you went deep and let it overtake you. In a warm, drowsy wave that opens the doors of your subconscious before the flood of warm, drowsy sleep washes through. Drifting, breathing deeply, and listening. Now, honey, I just want you to listen and to let every word I say soak into the deepest part of your subconscious. Now. In sexual development, we all find things attractive or unattractive. Some people have a fetish for feet, some people have a fetish for leather, and other people have a fetish for just specific sensations. The feeling of something in a given setting sets them off. Well, today we're going to talk about your nipples. And the pleasure that can be derived from rubbing them gently or firmly in the appropriate setting. And I guarantee that with some simple discussion between your subconscious and myself, you and I will be able to craft a wonderfully, blissfully orgasmic response to the slightest stimulus of your nipples, provided it's in the right setting. Now, as you listen to my voice, you may have noticed that those nipples are already starting to feel warm, tingly, and good. The more you try to divert your attention from the nipples on your chest, the more you notice that everything, be it clothing, or a surface you're laying against, or the air, or your hands, the more anything runs against them, even gently, the more intense that sensation gets. But despite being a powerful, driving, sexy sensation, it can't break through the deep, needy, sleepy control that you have going on in your head. And the more you listen and the more you feel how sensitive your nipples are becoming, so sensitive they can feel the movement of air from a whole room away. You imagine that if someone opened or closed a door right now, even on the other end of the room, you would feel the wafting breeze from that door closing or opening, running over your nipples and making you squirm and twitch and feel good. The air or clothing, if you have clothing against them right now, then it's so intensely good that you just feel better and better every second. Even the feeling of breathing in and out makes your nipples rub against your clothing. And it feels amazing. And since it feels so good for those nipples to be stimulated, and you like to feel good, just keep listening to me and allowing those nipples to feel incredible. The longer you listen, the better you feel. Here's what we're going to do, pet. I am going to go deep into your subconscious and help you to rewire all of your sexual impulses so that whenever you're somewhere safe and you are horny, your nipples will become the seat and focus of your sexual pleasure. The merest rub on them will, over time, bring you to blissful, thundering orgasm. No control, no resistance, just pure, unbridled, coming and lust. And we're going to go through that by stimulating them even right now. I'm going to have me pleasure and stimulate your nipples until it becomes locked in your mind that they are the most pleasurable part of your body. And we'll make it so that touching them makes you yearn to hear this file again and to better embed the longing for pleasure that comes whenever you touch those needy nipples. So now, allow yourself to slide deeper. You can already feel your nipples feeling better and better. You love it. You love how sexy, how horny they feel. Feeling better and better. And now as I count down from 10 to 1, honey, each number I'm going to tell you something about those wonderful, blissful nipples. And with each number, what I tell you will become locked in your mind again and again until when we reach the number 1, you will know all about your nipples and how they function in your new, blissful, pleasured body. And as we count, your mind will lock away each new fact and recall them only when you're somewhere safe and you're horny. The reason for this is that if your nipples were as sensitive as they're going to be all the time, you'd never get anything done. You'd just sit there playing with those blissful nipples all day long. And while that might not be a bad thing, it would mean you wouldn't get much done and then you wouldn't be very productive. So for your own safety, these little rules we're going to teach your subconscious about the pleasure of touching and feeling your nipples, about what they mean to you. These rules will stay locked away until you're somewhere safe and you're horny, at which point they'll all come flooding into your mind and get you very focused on your nipples indeed. Now, 10. You love to touch your nipples. It is the first thing you do in any sexual situation. You reach for those nipples and you stroke them, you strum them. You yearn and love to touch your nipples. There's no question. You love to touch your nipples. And as that fact locks into your mind, know that it is true. That you adore the idea of touching your nipples. You love stroking, touching, having the ability to stroke and touch them. 9. You need to touch your nipples. We've addressed how good it feels, but you also have an overriding addiction to the idea of touching your nipples. If you go a whole day without spending a good amount of time touching and massaging them at least once, you'll feel so dissatisfied and cranky and yearning and lusty and needy that you'll absolutely end up doing it before the day is truly up. There's just no question about it. It's already embedded in your mind that touching your nipples is part of your normal expression for a day. Part of how you experience a day must include touching your nipples, because otherwise it's just not complete. You love to touch them, but you also need to touch them with some regularity. And the more you listen, the more you know it's true. 8. Touching your nipples is better than sex. It's true. Stimulation on your nipples is even better than stimulation on any other part of your body. If someone touches your nipples, it's even better than if they reach down and touch your genitals. Because the merest brush on your nipples when you're in the mood and you're somewhere safe is enough to set you drooling and staring and moaning. If somebody gently took one of your nipples and began to rub and tweak it, they could lead you anywhere as if you were on a leash. You'd follow the touch of their hand. If somebody is stimulating your nipples and withdraws it, you suddenly feel sad. You whimper. You beg to have them touching you again. Not only do you enjoy having your nipples touched, love having your nipples touched, and need to have your nipples touched, but it's even better than normal sexual expression. It's that good. And the longer you listen to me, the better they start to feel in the open air or touching your clothing, rubbing, stroking, kneading. The longer you listen, the better your nipples feel. Because you love to have them touched. You love to touch them. You need to have them touched. You need to touch them. And it's better than any other sexual pleasure that you've ever felt. Touching your nipples is that good. And when they're touched. Seven. Every time you touch your nipples, the feeling escalates until you reach the point where you orgasm. Every time you touch your nipples, you approach orgasm. And if you stop in the middle of touching them, then you just stop at the level you're at. So if you touch them for a long time and were incredibly horny and close to orgasm, and you had to stop, you would stay incredibly horny and close to orgasm until you come. When you touch your nipples, the level of arousal you are at from that is locked into your subconscious. It's not something you can fight, avoid, or shake off. When you touch your nipples, you're locked to that level of pleasure, and you stay stuck there. And the deeper you go, the more used to this you get. The more used to each of these ideas etching into your subconscious, making you increasingly pleasured, increasingly out of your mind with pleasure. You love to touch your nipples. You need to touch your nipples. Touching your nipples feels better than any other sexual interaction. And when you stop touching your nipples without orgasming, your level of arousal stays locked in until you reach climax later in the day. You need to complete the act of touching your nipples until you orgasm. Which brings us to the next important point. Six, when you touch your nipples, you can orgasm. As I said before, we all learn what turns us on, what enables us to orgasm, and what feels best. But for you, as you listen to my voice, you may find that all this talk about your nipples is shifting what makes you feel best. You know it feels better than sex, but you also know now that merely touching your nipples brings you closer and closer to a true orgasm, until after a short time of touching them, you achieve an orgasm. A massive, rolling, pleasurable climax that washes away all your anxieties and leaves you drifting and happy, idly playing with your nipples as you recover. The very image should be locked in your mind now, and very shortly that's where you're going to be, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you down even deeper, into a special state of trance where your mind can completely accept any and all visual, mental, and physical suggestions as they relate to fantasy. We're going to send you into a pleasurable fantasy for a little while, with me touching, licking, stimulating, and massaging your nipples. And you see, by the time that's done, you are not going to be able to resist touching your nipples. Feeling what I've described when you touch your nipples, and becoming increasingly pleasured and submissive every time you touch your nipples. And as we count the last five numbers, I'm going to gently put you even deeper, and then I want you to just listen to my voice and experience what I describe by going deeper or remembering the rules. 3, you love touching your nipples. 2, you can come from touching your nipples. 1, you need to touch your nipples deeper and deeper. Imagine, honey. Imagine me walking in. Imagine the gentle feeling in your muzzy, pleasured mind of my hands running over your nipples, one and then the other. Warm, nimble, gentle. Feel me stroking my fingers over both nipples, slow, long strokes, and each stroke makes you feel a steady stream of pleasure around your hips, right in your groin. Just this rising, urgent, panting feeling of pleasure and wonder. Every stroke sends little lines of pleasured light through your mind, locking in this new level of sensitivity, this new level of need. Feel me leaning in, hot breath on one of your nipples, making you shiver, shudder. I lick You feel my tongue move warmly over the nipple, almost too sensitive, almost too intense. And again, another lick. Long, slow, lapping, suckling. Every slow movement of my tongue making you more and more excited. And again, lick. Feels so intensely good. And the more I do it, the better you feel. Switching nipples now. Lick. Long and slow. Slow and deep. Deep and needy. And the more I do that, lick and suck and rub, the more all your feelings of sexual pleasure focus on your nipples. The more this file's effects become ingrained in your mind, and the better you feel. And the more you realize that you're creeping closer and closer to a huge orgasm. Muscles tensing, mind becoming foggy, slipping and sliding deeper and lower. And the more you listen, the closer you get. The closer you get, the more you need it. Licking and sucking, feeling, helping you to slide deeper. Because the deeper you go, the deeper into your subconscious this nipple lust goes. Lick and suck. My hands massaging your nipples, my tongue darts between my own fingers, pinching both of them. You feel it, that sudden rush, that urge, you're right on the edge of a massive orgasm. But I won't let you have it, suddenly I draw back. Feel that urge in you, that whimper. Do you understand now how much you need to have your nipples stimulated? As I've talked, it's just become a part of your psyche. A part of the deepest part of your mind. You need nipple stimulation, whether it's from yourself or from others. And any time you're somewhere safe, you will crave that stimulation and seek it. You'll feel yourself needing your nipples played with. And every time you play with them, it will ascend you to a higher, more pleasurable, more wonderful plateau of lust for your own nipples. Lust to stimulate them. The desire you would normally have for mere masturbation or mere sex is completely suborned by the desire to feel your nipples played with. The more they're played with, the better you feel. And now you feel me leaning in again. I'm sorry I teased you. Licking, sucking, rubbing gently over those nipples. The more I do so, the better you feel. Again and again, rubbing, licking, sucking. Nipples feel incredible. You're ascending toward that orgasm. You never went down because when your nipples are stimulated, you're locked in at whatever level of arousal you reach. If you touched your nipples in private before having to go out in public, you'd be stuck at that level of arousal until you rub them to orgasm. While you'd only do it if you were safe, the sheer level of sensitivity means it's hard to avoid wanting to stimulate those wonderful nipples. And all it takes is a few rubs to get your rip raring to go. The more you listen, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you need, crave, desire. And the longer you listen, the more my voice gets in your mind, so that when you rub your nipples, you just feel the desire to submit like you do when you're hypnotized. And that's what we're going to talk about next. Some people associate specific attitudes with different kinds of sexual pleasure. And your nipples being touched? Well, that's associated with submitting, with giving in, with enjoying. Every time you touch those nipples, you feel pleasure, a desire to submit. Especially to anyone who's pleasuring your nipples. Touching your nipples is a button that helps you to go deep and obey and submit to whoever is touching them. There's just no question about it. It feels so good. Oh, feel me licking one nipple and then the other and then rubbing and pinching and tweaking both of them. Every time sending a line of white hot pleasure right to the center of your brain. Making you so incredibly horny. More and more, we're approaching a true orgasm now. And when I do say the word come, when I say that word next, you are going to orgasm so hard that the need to pleasure your nipples will be locked into your brain forever. It will be the primary object of your sexual desire. And the thing is, it's going to be so addictive. So addictive that the very idea of not wanting to touch your nipples would be simply terrible. And so, you know that the best way to want to keep touching your nipples and to enjoy them is to listen to this file. No matter what you do or how you look at things, you know it would feel better for you, better and better, if you listen to this file regularly and make your nipples more and more sensitive each time. I'm licking, I'm sucking, I'm rubbing. You're close, you're about to come, and when you come, your nipples will forever be the most sensitive, pleasurable, sexual part of your body. Whenever you're in private, they will be intensely and immensely irresistible. They will be absolutely and completely sensitive, horny, and pleasurable. You're coming. Oh, there. Feel me licking and pinching through the orgasm. Your hips shudder. Your body jerks upward. You remain so sleepy and deep. Deep sleep, night-night pet, with the orgasms washing through, flooding your subconscious and making it accept this new love for your own nipples, making it feel so good that you can't fight. And really, do you want to? Why would you fight something that feels so good? And the longer you listen, the better you feel. And every time you listen, you feel better. The more you listen, the better you feel. You love touching your nipples, and you need to touch your nipples. You can orgasm from touching your nipples, and touching your nipples feels even better than sex. Your nipples are so sensitive. And the longer you listen, the better you feel. And I've stopped licking. I've drawn back. You know now that you need to touch your nipples regularly, that touching them enough will bring you to such a height of pleasure that you'll enter twitching, blissful nirvana every time. And you know that the orgasms you get from touching your nipples are so much better than any other you've ever had, that they are the most sexual part of your body, and that your mind has been remapped so that all your sexual impulses pass through your nipples first and the rest of you second. Those little nubs, envision them in your mind, so sensitive, hard with cold as the air becomes cooler, but the mere sensation of a change in temperature is enough to make your nipples send you into pleasurable, wonderful bliss again. When you're going up there again, your mind is getting more and more blissed out as I speak. In fact, there is now nothing you can do when you are in private and horny to keep from touching your nipples incessantly. And if anyone else touches them in a sexual way at all, you're going to find that your mind will become completely submissive to that person. Your nipples control what you do sexually. They even control what you want to do sexually. If someone touches them or rubs them, you submit to that person because that's what they're for. Your nipples are there to tell you what's best for you, sexually. And the better they feel, the better you feel. And of course, whenever they're touched, the level of pleasure you feel goes up and stays locked right where it is. It never goes back down until you orgasm. And you may find that every time you listen to this file, the amount of pleasure you feel from a mere brush on your nipples increases, so that after enough listens, brushing them would be enough to make you orgasm until you're having multiple orgasms just from being touched on that blissful, pleasurable, wonderful little nipple. Envision it in your mind. The idea how attractive it is. And the longer you listen, the more you'll find yourself drawn back to this file. So that by the time I allow you to awaken, you'll find that your mind is completely fixated on the bliss and pleasure of nipple play, and how wonderful it is to have anyone do anything to them. Having a clamp on them or having someone pinch them feels so incredibly good, you can't even register displeasure or pain. In fact, when you're brought to an orgasm from your nipples being played with, you'll find the afterglow is long and relaxing, and that with the afterglow of your orgasm as caused by your nipples, will come an urge to listen to this file again and cement the love of your own nipples deeper and deeper into your subconscious. And that is going to be so good. Because you know that your subconscious is looking out for your best interests and just wants you to be happy and in pleasure. And since you know that I want the same thing, when I count to 10 in a moment and awaken you, you're going to awake feeling completely refreshed. But what you may find is because we've been working so deep in your subconscious with suggestions that will change your mind so completely and absolutely, you may not be able to remember the actual contents of the file, or how long it took, or anything else. It may just seem like a brief dream until you first start stroking your nipples. And when this file finishes, you're going to find that you'll have an intense and immediate need to find somewhere where you can safely stroke those nipples, and that in doing so, you're going to have an orgasm so big, so intense, so all-consuming, that you're smiling and walking around in a haze for hours afterward, thinking about the next beautiful time you'll get to touch your nipples. On the count of 10, you're going to wake right up, possibly not even remembering me saying this right now, because the dreamlike state induced by the true trance can leave some things beyond the reach of remembering. It's not that you don't remember them. It's that, like a dream, when you try to remember, they may just slip away. But the suggestions that I've given to your subconscious have by now radically changed the way you perceive your own sexuality and your own pleasure, to the point where touching your nipples is simply the best outlet for your own sexuality. Your nipple's sexual and you love it. The merest stroke or brush is so intense that even wearing clothing over them while you are in private and somewhere safe and horny will completely set you off. During your day-to-day life, you can ignore your nipples. They will not be too much of a hassle, although you'll still have the yearning to touch them. But when you're somewhere where it's safe for you to indulge your nipple desire, that intensity will drive you to ever greater heights of passion and pleasure in pursuit of orgasms and wonderful, absolute indulgence from your nipples. Counting to slowly wake you, and by the time we reach 10, you may not even remember the 1. 1, honey, slow drifting. 2, still dark and drowsy. 3, waking a little more. 4, just a little more awake. 5, feeling good. 6, and better. 7, must be drowsy. 8, a little more awake. 9, good. And now 10, wide awake, honey. Mwah. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Goodbye for now.